what motivates us to communicate well. And remember now, one of the factors that we're studying closely here is a possible relationship between how well we do or don't connect with people compared to how well we do or don't connect with God. And think about this now. God, the supreme being in all the world, can't we genuinely care about him? Can't we take an interest, I mean a genuine interest, in hearing from the person who created the stars, the moon, the sun, flowers, trees, who gave mankind the ability to make computers, the one who developed what we call marriage and created sexual intercourse so that people can derive great pleasure in their connecting spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically with each other. Someone who gave us such wisdom and intelligence that we can make clothes, we can make cars, we can build houses. The one who knows what it takes to obtain eternal life so that when we leave this temporary phase of life and enter into the eternal phase, we can enter into great joy and peace that will last forever at a level of intensity that we can't even imagine. Wonderful peace, wonderful joy for the rest of our existence. Can't we take a genuine interest in communicating with that person? How about a genuine respect for him? The one who is absolutely supreme, who is in absolute authority over everyone, including those who don't acknowledge his authority now, but will acknowledge his authority in the end. A desire for mutual benefit. And you may think, well, there's no way I can benefit God. I tell you what you can do. By living a righteous lifestyle that pleases him, you can bring a smile to his face. You can bring glory to his name. And certainly, he can bring great benefit to us, whether that has to do with healing our bodies of sickness or disease, mending relationships, broken relationships, you name it. So remember now, as we're talking about ways that we can really, really nail down awesome communication with people, we can be nailing down awesome communication with God as well. So remember now, add to the list. What motivates us to communicate well? How about the desire to help, particularly when we're the speaker now? We're speaking, and what we're sharing with the person, we're hoping will help, especially in those cases where maybe the person is upset about something and they need comforting. Maybe they're thinking about taking on a particular activity. Maybe they want to go into a certain business, or they need some wise counsel about this, and you want your words of advice, your words of counsel to help them. How about this? Simply because you enjoy their company. I mean, you all have such a great relationship. You enjoy being with them. They enjoy being with you. And so you want to make sure that you continue to communicate well, because you don't want to mess that relationship up. Yeah, it's not that easy to come across people who are truly good people, who mean you well, are going to live a life consistently that is pleasing to God. I don't mean they never mess up, but consistently they're seeking to please God. They want to do right by other people, and they are truly a friend of yours. You don't want to mess that up. And so you don't get careless with the way you talk just because you all have a good relationship, and you're just going to take it for granted that that relationship will always be good no matter what. No, we continue to communicate well, even if we're 10 years into the friendship, 15 years into the marriage. Got a good thing going, don't want to blow it. Again, What's motivating us to communicate well? We want to make sure that we demonstrate our concern for the other person, our love for the other person. And of course, we want the other person to demonstrate their love and concern for us. That's what makes the relationship so beautiful. And that's what makes the communication, good, effective communication, so significant. Now, there are going to be times when one party may be an effective communicator and the other party is not. One party is communicating well and the other is not. Whether we're talking about in a marriage, whether we're talking about in a business partnership, you name it. And the hope is that if that's the case, the person who is not communicating well will get to the point where they want to become a good and effective communicator and will begin to communicate well. It's a good thing to learn how to do so and then do what we learn. All right. Communicating effectively with God. We communicate respectfully with God. One of the things that we need to realize is that we don't go to God boldly from a biblical perspective. Now, we don't go to God boldly by pointing our finger in his face and telling him, you have to do such and such because you promised to do it. So I expect you. No, no, no. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you don't point your finger in the faces of your mother or your father or your great aunt, whoever raised you, and tell them you have to do such and such because you promised you would do it. I hope that's not the way you go boldly to your parent or whoever your guardian was, still is. I hope you show them more respect than that. Yeah, going boldly to God does not mean going disrespectfully. Going boldly to God simply means you go without fearing for your life. Remember, you're going to a great king. And in the days that this scripture was written, let us come boldly before the throne of grace, a person could ask permission to speak with the king. And they had to wait and see if the king would give permission. Whoever was assisting the king would let the king know so-and-so is here and would like to have an audience with you. Well, if that king said thumbs down, you could be killed just for having asked permission to speak with the king. And I do mean that literally, killed. That's the extreme, but that was one of the possible outcomes. That's the reason that lovely Esther, when talking with her cousin, said, hey, look, I could lose my life asking to go see the king when he has not called for me. But then she finally said, hey, you know what? If I perish, then let me perish. But I'm going to ask for this audience with the king. Yeah, there was risk that went with that request. And the writer was letting us know, hey, look, you don't have to have that fear when you come before the throne of grace. You don't have to ask anyone's permission. Can you have an audience with the king? Because you are in Christ Jesus, they want you to come, but they want you to come right. They want you to come respectfully. More on this next time.